Again, as you establish your sitting posture, check to see that you feel stable in your seat, that you're not kind of tipping forward, you're not kind of holding yourself too tense, but that you really feel grounded and stable. And then relax the rest of your body. Remind yourself that awareness practice is about being present for this moment's experience, whatever it is, and acknowledging that, recognizing what this moment's experience is. So if we feel warm, that's this moment's experience being known. Warmth is being known. If we're hearing sounds in the room or outside the room, that's this moment's experience. Sounds being known. We don't have to do anything special, really, to hear sounds when they occur, or to feel the warmth of the body, or even to feel the breath as we breathe in and out. We sometimes use the breath as an obvious, ever-present experience to be known, and it can help stabilize our attention. Having a stable object like hearing, the posture, or the breath helps to stabilize our attention. And if we can recognize that this is just the nature of the body to feel hot, it's the nature of the body to breathe in, to breathe out, it's the nature of the body or the senses to hear sounds, then we can recognize that we don't really have to do anything special in order to be aware. We just have to attend to the present moment. Just wait, let the present moment appear, recognize it. So if you're familiar with using the breath, you can do that. Or if you're familiar with using the posture of the body, you can use that. Just sit and know you're sitting. Hearing sounds, know that sounds being heard. So we sit and we're relaxed and we're attentive. We're just noticing each moment as it appears, without any demands or without any expectations. We're not trying to get rid of anything. We're not trying to make something special happen. We're just acknowledging how the present moment is experienced and what is being known. Breathing in is being known, and breathing out is being known. What else is being known? When the attention is called to other areas of the body, we may recognize other sensations like hardness or pressure, pulsing or vibrating. The mind is alive, it's dynamic, it's moving all the time. Noticing this, then that. Recognize what is being known. If you feel unstable or just lost, then you can steady your attention on a stabilizing object, like the posture or the breath. And when your attention is called elsewhere and you recognize that you're no longer with your stabilizing object, recognize what is being known. Periodically check the body again to see that it's relaxed, and if any tension or holding has crept into the body, then release it. And so too with the mind, if any agenda or striving has crept into the mind, then release that and refresh your attention. Check out the present moment. if thoughts are being known. Don't struggle with them. Just let them be there and recognize that thoughts are being known. Being careful not to try to get rid of them or judge them. Just recognize, oh, thinking's happening. recognize what is being known in each moment. It may be the breath, the posture, sounds, thoughts, sensations. Let the body be relaxed and the mind attentive without any agenda or expectation. Just openly receptive, recognizing what appears in each moment. Be willing to refresh your attention frequently throughout the sitting. If you're feeling drowsy or sleepy, recognize that. Sleepiness is being known. You might sit a little straighter or open your eyes, but primarily recognize what this moment's experience is. Refreshing your attention when it becomes dull or discontinuous. If your attention is called to the sounds, recognize that sounds are being known. If you recognize irritation to the sound, recognize that irritation is being known. Whatever occurs is to be known just as it appears, without trying to get rid of it, or fix it, or explain it. Just noticing, this is the way it is for now. I want to ask you a question. You know when the lawnmower started up? Did you have any trouble hearing that? No. Did you have any trouble recognizing that you were hearing that? No. No. Right. That's how easy awareness is. That's how easy it is. Sounds happen, we recognize it. We don't have to go, what's happening? We just settle back and relax. You just notice what's happening. It's not easy to do when you're guided or directed like that. What's hard to do is to do that from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep. That's what's hard, right? So that's what we're practicing. We're not struggling to make ourselves be aware. We just want to remind ourselves to be aware more continuously. So if you can get the difference between struggling to make yourself aware and reminding yourself to be aware continuously, that's the whole lesson for today. So that's how easy it is. Sounds being known. Maybe you see the fan circling overhead. Oh, seeing being known. Maybe you feel a little breeze. Oh, coolness being known. Breathing in. Oh, breathing in is being known. Like that. How much easier can it get? Okay. So, because it's difficult to just keep sitting hour after hour all day, we break up the sitting with some walking periods. And that is also a time to just recognize what is being known. It is not recess. Some people think walking is just a time to go kind of space out and have a cup of tea and look around, do a little sightseeing, and then come back for the next sitting to do the real work. But that's a wrong understanding, actually. Actually, walking period is also an opportunity to just keep the continuity of awareness going. Just recognize what is being known. You know, when you get up, you walk outside, you hear the birds, you see the traffic, you feel the breeze, you feel the sun. You know, all these things are being known quite spontaneously. I mean, you can't stop the mind from knowing them, actually. They just know, and the mind just knows these things. The mind does its work automatically. So we're just tuning into what the mind is knowing already. Because we have a habit of being distracted, we just kind of get lost in our thoughts. We go into our internal mindscape, and we're just lost. You know, it just happens. So when we do that, we're not aware of what is being known. Sounds are still happening. You know, the eyes might still be open walking around, but we're lost in our thought. We're not recognizing that seeing is happening. We're not recognizing that hearing is happening. We're not recognizing sensations in the body. We're not even recognizing that we're moving our feet. We're just lost in some fantasy in the mind. So when I say to refresh your attention, I mean to refresh your recognition of, oh, what is being known? And it really doesn't matter. It can be thoughts. It can be a daydream. It can be sounds. It can be sights, sensations in the body. Whatever's being known, it's okay. In the sitting practice, sometimes we use a single object like the breath just to stabilize our attention initially or in the beginning, or maybe the posture. In the walking practice, sometimes we ask you to stabilize your attention by just paying attention to just the walking experience itself. Just feel the body walking. Maybe just pay attention to the legs for a while and just feel what it feels like to step, 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 step. And use that as a kind of a stabilizing object to pay attention to. But, like in the sitting, your attention gets called away from the stabilizing object, so too in the walking. Your attention will be called away from the stabilizing object. You know, you won't be able to stay with the sensations of the walking. You'll see something that catches your attention, and then you'll look at it. So notice when you stop just seeing because the eyes are open, and you start looking because there's an intention. You know the difference between seeing and looking? Seeing is happening when the eyes are open. Looking happens when you really you have an intention and you're focusing and you're paying particular attention to what's being seen. That's looking. Same with the difference between hearing and listening. Hearing happens because the ears work. Listening happens when we pay attention to what's being heard. So as you're walking, and you're just paying attention to being with the body as it moves, notice when your attention is called to something you see and you start looking. Then seeing is known. Hearing is being known. Recognize that. It's helpful in the walking period to not to just wander around, you know, just to kind of wander out to the bulletin board, take another look at, see if there's anything new up there, you know, and kind of walk by the kitchen, see how they're doing, maybe catch an eye, a glimpse of what's for lunch. Wander back to your room just to make sure that, you know, the mirror is still there, you know, go to the toilet, then remember that you need a cup of tea, and then you just step outside, the bell rings, you come back and sit. That's not going to be very helpful for establishing the continuity of awareness. So I will encourage you to find a place where you can walk just back and forth. You don't have to be kind of mechanical about it, but just pick a place outside or inside where you can just walk back and forth and just kind of get into the walking experience so you can establish a continuity of awareness of just stepping, 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 noticing when your mind drifts off into thinking, thoughts being known, or listening, sounds being known, or seeing, sights being known. Okay? So expect that the mind, which is very alive and dynamic, is going to notice a lot. You don't have to hurry and rush to keep up with everything that's being known. Just be relaxed. Stay present in the body. Try to be with the body as it moves. And then as things are being known or as your attention is called away, recognize sounds being known, sights being known. Getting a little warm. So be sure when you feel warm, notice that, recognize that. Oh, feeling hot, hot, heat is being known. It happens automatically, doesn't it? We don't even have to say, okay, now I'm gonna see. Or now I'm going to feel warm. It just happens. Your attention is called to it. Recognize what your attention is called to. That's awareness training. That's what we're doing. If you feel particularly scattered, you feel particularly drifty, you're just just kind of dissipated, then stabilize your attention on a chosen object, like just paying attention to the feet or just paying attention to the legs. As we do in the sitting, just paying attention to the breath for a while. But be willing to open up and notice what else or recognize what else is being known quite naturally by the mind. That's its job. The job of the mind is to know. So it's doing it all the time. The job of awareness is to recognize what is being known. That's what we're making an effort to do. Recognize what is being known. Any questions about the walking practice? Yeah. Is it intentionally avoiding what? Ants. Well, you know, if you can avoid the ants, that'd be great. But sometimes, you know, if you've got as bad as eyesight as I do, you won't see them. So, if you can avoid them, by all means. If you can't, well, there's no intention to harm them, so try not to harm them, but if it happens, then it does. Yeah. Okay, so practice the walking, or practice, awareness in movement, because, you know, you got to get up, you got to get out there, put on your shoes, walk outside. Be aware of all that too, and then do the formal walking practice, and when the bell rings, you come back. Keeping the continuity of your attention or your awareness as steady as you can without getting really tight about it. stay relaxed. If you feel yourself getting tight and tense, relax. Even in the walking practice, you can find yourself getting tense. The mind's getting tense and the body gets tense. If you notice that, relax. If you just monitor how tense or relaxed you are, that would be good. It'd be pretty continuous even just doing that. Okay? Okay, so we'll walk for a bit, and then there'll be another sitting at